Answering Objections by Linford Beachey, published by Present Truth Ministries. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Here Jesus is called God, yet there is a clear distinction between Him and God, whom He was with. The God who Jesus was with is God the Father. Jesus was not the same God He was with, but rather Jesus was God in the sense of being divine, just like His Father. The Father is God, so necessarily His Son is God by nature. Biblical Greek scholars generally agree that the second time the word God is used in John chapter 1, verse 1, is used as a qualitative noun to describe the qualities of the word. Harner says that nouns with an anarthrous no-article predicate preceding the verb are primarily qualitative in meaning. The Journal of Biblical Literature, Philip B. Harner, article Qualitative Anarthrous Predicate Nouns, Mark chapter 15, verse 39, and John 1:1. The clause could be translated, the same nature as God. This would be one way of representing John's thought, which is, as I understand it, that ho logos, the word, no less than ho theos, the God, had the nature of theos. I am human because my Father is human. Jesus is God because His Father is God. That is what John was emphasizing when he stated the Word was God.